It's 3 days till Christmas, and I'm overrun by all of the shopping that needs to be done. With all of these names written here on my list, I'm still pretty sure there's somebody I've missed. The meals to be planned and the cards to be sent remind me I don't know where December went. Events to attend, and there's family to greet. And somehow, I feel like I'm dead on my feet. But listen, there's more than just this frantic pace. It's there in each greeting and each smiling face. A season of hope and a reason for cheer. Why can't it be Christmas each day of the year? Sound a little familiar? I thought it might. Every year, it seems we rush and hurry, and then about the time we get everything just right, it's over. Christmas is over. But what if? What if we could bundle up everything that's special about Christmas and carry it with us beyond December 25th? What if peace on earth, goodwill, and tidings of comfort and joy were all a part of the weeks and months that follow this glorious season? What if we could make Christmas last all year long?
Everywhere I look, I see the season. Everywhere I turn, I hear a song. Everyone I greet is brightly smiling.
Out of everything that makes Christmas the wonderful celebration that it is, I think I like the music best of all. There's just something about singing the story of God's greatest gift that stirs my heart and thrills my soul. You can hear it everywhere, from the simple carols around the family piano to grand anthems sung by choirs, accompanied by pipe organs and orchestras. Even our city streets and shopping malls are alive with the music of Christmas. And I love it all. Something tells me you do too.
the time for jubilation. Let's sing a song for Christmas is here. Let's sing a song for Christmas is here. Let's sing a song for Christmas is here.
You know, we can thank the angels for getting it all started. They were the first to proclaim the Messiah's birth, and ever since, we've been singing the good news of Christmas. After years of waiting, at last the time has come, and what started on a Bethlehem hillside so long ago continues this very day. A fantastic announcement coupled with a sincere invitation, come. Come and worship.
Angels from the realms of glory, bring your light on all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth.
Imagine today, but until those angels appeared to that startled band of shepherds, the entrance of Jesus the Messiah into our world went practically unnoticed. No fanfares, no parades, and no noisy celebrations, just the love of God stepping into time and space, incarnate in the form of a baby. quite sure how it happened, but somehow we've taken the simple act of gift-giving at Christmas and turned it into a pressure-filled frenzy of activity that often loses sight of the reason we give gifts anyway. It's not a new idea, of course. Far away in a distant land, some very wise men made their way to Bethlehem when Jesus was born. At last, they found him, this king they were searching for. Presenting him with gifts, they knelt in humble worship. Perhaps that's the best gift we too can bring, a heart of praise and offering of worship. Among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son of God, full of grace and truth.
Amen. our story.
Hey,
it's the story about my Jesus.
I thought how last the day.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Sounds impossible, doesn't it? But maybe, just maybe it could happen. It all starts with us, you know, one by one. So I've decided this Christmas and all year long, I'm gonna let go of grudges. I'll admit when I'm wrong and then say I'm sorry. I'm going to give to someone in need, and then I'll give a little more. I'm going to let go of past mistakes and lean into new opportunities. You see, I'm going to forgive like I want to be forgiven this Christmas and all year long. I'm going to pray for those who are in situations that seem hopeless, and I'm going to make an extra effort to thank those who have held special places in my heart. I'm going to make an extra effort to thank those who have held special places in my life. I think I'll send a card to someone who's going to be quite surprised to receive it. And while I'm shopping, I'll pick up a few extra canned goods for our local food pantry. On top of that, I'm going to use the word joy just as many times as I can each day. Most of all this Christmas and all year long, I'm going to give up trying to define the complex mystery of Christ coming to earth, the incarnation theologians call it. Instead, I'll simply embrace the beautiful truth of God's extravagant love. Then maybe, just maybe, it'll be Christmas all year long.